弟兄姊妹们，大家好，
大家好，
很高兴又跟大家见面了。
I'm glad to be with you again today.
就是谢谢主给我有这样一个机会可以来侍奉。
I thank our Lord for the opportunity to serve the church.
这是第四次讲关于这个问题。
This is the fourth time I come to your church.
如果大家有什么要分享的，有什么要问题的，我也非常欢迎。
I hope we can share some sharing and answer some of your questions later.
在这之前我们一起做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。I'm always thank you. 谢谢你再一次给我们这个机会再一起来敬拜你。
Thank you for this opportunity to worship you again.
我们来听你的话。
We want to learn your word.
谢谢你全力保守我们在座的每一位和这个教会。
We ask that you be with us and be with this church.
让我们听你的教导
so that we can hear your teaching.
明白您的旨意
we can understand your will.
我们把以下的时间恭敬地交在您的手里
for the rest of time we put it in your hand.
求你带领我们
please lead us.
让我们明白您的旨意
into understanding of your will.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. 好，这次我要讲的、就是、
This session,
达尔文进化论对我们的误导。
I want to correct some of the common misconception from Darwinism.
这个题目很大，它误导的太多了啊。
There are so many common misconceptions from Darwinism.
和我接触的一些学生、年轻人或者许多误导朋友，他们经常向我提到的这个问题呢，就是有两个。
These are the two main questions many of my students and many of the believers talk to me about.
我想把这个两个问题呢，有机会跟大家分享一下。
I want to go into detail about these two misconceptions with you.
我想这可能也是在座的各位你们所听到过的，也可能也不是很清楚的两个问题。
It's probably something you heard something about, but not very sure.
一个问题就是说我们所得到的信息，这个信息就是说，达尔文他原来是个牧师，让你们知道不知道？
You all know, people know that Darwin used to be a believer, a minister.
而且他还是神学院毕业的。
He graduated from seminary.
可是后来听说他就写了那本书，做了好多年的研究以后，就成了是一个生物学家。他写了那个物种的起源，然后呢，他就抛弃了神。
And people learn that later on, through a lot of research, and he wrote a book called Origin of Species, and he abandoned his belief.
我等一下给大家介绍的一些情况呢，这是不是事实？
Is that this actually the lie of Darwin?
是。
It's true.
他真的是神学院毕业的。
He did graduate from a seminary.
而且他真的是 assigned 做牧师。
He was assigned to be a pastor.
他也真的写了这本书。
He actually wrote a book called Original Species.
他不信神。
And he denied God.
那你说错在哪里呢？
So what was the cause of that?
他的最关键的问题就是你们得到的是不完全的信息。
The main idea we receive an inadequate information.
我们不完全的信息会给我们带出一个结论。
But because of incomplete information, we have misconceptions.
如果我给你一个完整的信息
If I give you a complete set of information,
你可能就会得出另外一个结论
Then you will have a different conclusion.
刚才的这个信息是经过过滤的
The idea that we talked about before has been filtered through.
有限的
is limited.
给你信息的目的就是要你得出这个结论
The reason for this information is aim for you to drive to a different conclusion.
当你得到完整信息的时候，你可能就会有不同的结论了。
If you have a different set of information, you will arrive at different conclusions.
我先给大家举个例子，大家就会明白那个 complete 的完整的信息是多么重要。
Let me give you an example so you know how important it is to get a whole set of information.
前段时间啊，看到有一个新闻。
A week ago, I heard an information, a news.
有一位中年的女子。
Middle-aged lady.
她在那个健身房里面呢，拼命的锻炼，她要减体重。
She was really working hard in the training room to reduce weight.
因为她过度的要求自己能够减体重，不幸她当场就去世了。
She worked so hard trying to reduce weight that causes her own death.
然后一个信息出来了。
And then there's a news come out.
这个信息说，这位妇女呢，她的前夫刚刚结婚。
The news is that the ex-husband of the lady just got married.
她娶的这个妻子呢，身材很好。
And the new wife is very beautiful.
就这个信息。
That is the news. That was the news.
读者看了这个信息以后，马上就得出了一个结论。
So the reader, once they read that news, they have a conclusion.
好多的评论都出来了。
There are a lot of criticism began to arise.
说人不要争这口气嘛。
Don't compare with other people.
气量要大一点嘛。
Be generous.
不要为了美而丧失了生命嘛。
Don't lose your life for beauty.
什么更重要呢？是你的减体重重要，跟前跟你的那个前夫的妻子去比美重要呢，还是你自己身体重要呢
？Why compare with a new wife? The most important thing is your health.
这个信息和这个结论的得出是非常自然的。
Because of that news, the conclusion is very natural.
基本上是负面的，对不对
？It is a negative conclusion.
不久，另外一个记者做了调查以后，又发了一道信息。
Later, another newspaper man do some research and send out another news.
他去调查呢，这位太太，这位女士的前夫，他确实是娶了一位妻子，身材也很好。但是他补充的信息是什么呢？这个雷里他的女儿得了肝癌。他急需要肝移植，但是找不到配对的人，只有他的母亲可以配。
The new article is that the husband actually got married a beautiful woman. However, her daughter is suffering from cancer and needs somebody to get a transplant.
现在唯一找到的就是他的母亲可以配。
The only one that match is her mother.
但是她体重太重了。
But she is overweight.
医生说不符合条件。
Make her not suitable.
只有当你把体重减下来，
she
你才有条件可以做肝移植来救你的女儿。
The doctor told her that you have to reduce a certain amount of weight to become a suitable transplant.
所以她每天啊就拼命的去锻炼。
And she go to the weight room every day to train.
不吃
refuse to eat.
她消耗太大了。她实在消耗太大了，所以她就突然去世了。
He used up so much of she doesn't eat, and that caused her death.
这个信息一出来，网上的评论马上就变了。
Once that news come out, there's a lot of new discussion in the internet now.
啊，母爱多伟大
！How great the mother's love.
从这个例子我们可以看到，一个完整的信息是多么重要啊。
That's why you can see that it's so very important to get the right information.
同样
，in the same way,
我今天也要给大家一个完整的信息。
I want to give you a complete set of information.
我想给了你们以后，也许你们就会得出一个不同的结论。
Because with a complete set of information, you will have a different conclusion.
根据达尔文的这个经历，你马上就觉得信科学就不能信神嘛。
Because a lot of people from Darwin's experience, people think that the science and religion are contradictory.
它是完全对立的。
They are opposing each other.
那到底是不是这样呢？我就要给大家一个信息。
I want to give you a whole set of information about Darwin.
第二个信息我想给大家的呢，就是说对达尔文的他的那个进化论当中啊，最没有争议的就是他讲到的叫伪进化。
Another idea of Darwinism is the idea of microevolution.
什么意思呢？就是说稍微有一点点进化， 不是上一次我讲的一只熊变成群鱼，大家就说哦，这可能是有点不可能，有点怀疑。他这个进化，他说就是在这个动物身上他进化了，他没有变成别的，他就这个动画鸟就还是鸟，但是他身体当中呢有的地方变化了，变化的目的为了让它更适合环境，他说这就是一个进化。
Microevolution evolution idea of small mutation that change from a small change.
那么这个论点呢，就即使是那些反对进化论的那些学者呢，也认同，觉得进化论其他不对，这个还是对的。
Even a lot of people who do not accept your evolution accept the idea of microevolution. They think that makes sense.
那么我想把几个最最典型的这个同一物种进化的这个例子拿出来和大家分析一下，看看它是不是一个真理。
I want to share with you so that you can see the idea of microevolution whether it indeed is true.
好，我就开始第一个信息给大家补充。
I want to correct the first misconception.
这是达尔文他的出生地。
This is where Darwin was born.
你看看他那个房子，你可以知道他是什么家庭出身的。
From the house, you know he come from a very rich family.
就是现在你看到这个房子，你知道他肯定是很富，家庭很有钱啊。
He come from a very wealthy family.
那他是 family 是怎么样的？他父亲呢是个医生。
His father is a doctor.
当时在英国，医生的地位很高，也很有钱。
Even back then in England, A doctor is a wealthy job.
他父亲不信神。
His father is not a believer.
当时在英国很多一些知识分子上层的，他们都信神。
A lot of people back then are believers.
他不信。
But not his father.
达尔文呢从小丧母，所以他父亲说了算。在他家里，他父亲说了算。
When Darwin was small, he is the real obeyed his father.
那么他父亲的父亲呢，也是一个很有名的医生。
His grandfather is also a well-known doctor.
甚至比他父亲还有名。
He's even more famous than his father.
还有好多著作。
He even wrote a book.
达尔文呢，从来没见过他的祖父。
Darwin never see his grandfather.
但是他读过他的书。
But he read his writing.
据说呢，他进化论的一些初步的思想呢，就是从他祖父的那些书里面来的。
Some people say some idea from his serial evolution come from his grandfather.
所以你们想，达尔文的父亲是一个有名的医生，他祖父也是医生，他们希望达尔文成为什么样的人呢？
So you can see from his father and grandfather, they want the family wants Darwin to be what kind of person?
是沉浮业嘛，对不对？我想大家都有这种想法，好多人，我周围有好多朋友，他们是医生，他一样还是做学医，不管你喜欢不喜欢。
In his family, they wanted him to become a doctor.
达尔文也碰到这样一个问题。
So Darwin was facing a dilemma.
达尔文从小根本对医学不感兴趣。
He is not interested in becoming a doctor.
他喜欢什么呢？
What does he like to do?
骑马。
He likes to ride horse.
打猎。
He's a hunter.
采集各种生物标本。
He likes to go out to the forest to collect samples.
他喜欢去大自然。
He wants to be in the nature.
过得很潇洒。
He wants to live freely.
他父亲非常的不满意。
His father was very unhappy. He said,
他没出息。
So that he is scolding him a lot.
不务正业。
Why don't you do your work?
实在是朽木不可雕。
You are useless wood.
他没想到达尔文后来比他有名多了。也给我们一个启示啊，我们做家长的到底要孩子怎么样，是不是一定要按照你的路线去走，是不是？这是例外之外的话。那怎么办呢？
So what happened to him?
不管你同意不同意，做爸爸的说了算。
Even the dad insists on his way.
送到医院去。
Send him to a medical school.
这是一个最有名的爱丁堡医学。
Medical school at the University of Edinburgh.
他父亲和祖父都是这个学校毕业的。
Both father and grandpa graduated from the same.
所以他说，我说了算，去做医生。
You have to be a doctor, his father said.
就读了两年，他逃出来。
So he was there for 2 years and then he died.
他父亲非常愤怒。
His dad was very angry.
但是一听他的理由呢，他父亲也没话可说。
Because he insisted that they not make it do.
他说他胆子小。
大卫说 ：“I'm timid。”
而且在那个手术室里面实习的时候呢，那个时候没有麻醉。
They did not anesthesia in the back end.
Yeah, no anesthesia, 没有麻醉。他说在手术台上那些人嚎叫。
He cannot stand patients screaming.
他吓得当场就逃出来。
He said he cannot take the profession.
他不行，太残忍了，我一辈子就做这事。
He said this is not something I'm able to do.
还有一种说法呢，说更不好，他呢见血就要晕。有这种说法，他跟他父亲说，不知道是真是假，他很聪明。
He told his dad, I cannot stay blood.
那我们知道有些人是这样，他见血就晕了。
He might be true for some people.
叫晕血症。这样的人当然不能做医生。
Those people really are not suitable to become doctor.
不管内科还是外科。看牙齿也要晕血，你一看到血，你自己就晕了。那人家生病人还救你，是吧？
要身体，要考虑那是否不科学。
无奈之下，他父亲说：“算了，不做医生了。”
So finally, his father agreed. He doesn't do it.
达文高兴了，可以做他自己做的事。
No, Darwin become was happy that he can do.
他父亲说：“不行，我给你另外安排。”
So, but his father then would arrange something else for you to do.
因为当时在英国最受人尊敬的工作就是医生和牧师。
The two professions that was most respected back then is doctor and the pastor.
他父亲说我要你成为一个受人尊敬的人。
His dad said, I want you to be somebody who people respect.
既然你做不了医生，你必须做牧师。
If you cannot be a doctor, then you should be a pastor.
他会说我不要，我一点也不感兴趣。
那么大文说 that I don't want to be a pastor either.
他父亲说我说的是
but his father
就硬是把他送到神学院去。
So he was sent to a seminary.
后来大文想在神学院他还是选那些自然科学的书。
He went back in seminary, he was interested in science.
而且他在那个学校的时候呢，他根本也不去上那个神学的课，他就在那里采集标本啊，神学还是做他喜欢做的事。
When he went back to university, he skipped a lot of stuff in his life, just collecting samples.
甚至我查了他在学校里面人家对他记录的他在学校里做了些什么事，我查了一下，他说有的人听到他那个宿舍里面一直传出那种声音，啪啪这种声音。
I went through some of his school records, and people say that there are a lot of noise coming from his room.
人家说达尔文喜欢骑马。大概他在房子里面就是练那个回马鞭的声音啊。
People think he is practicing the whip, for the horse.
后来才知道他在房子里面练习打猎枪。
Actually, later they found out he was shooting in a rifle in the his room gun.
他对神学根本没有兴趣。
He is not interested in religion at all.
而且最重要的是，他有两件事在神学院没有做。
There are two things that he actually skipped in.
第一件就是叫 No Divinity Training. Divinity 就是神，就是做侍奉神的一些训练和 training.
Actually, from the records, we find out there is no divinity training in his seminary class.
这个工作一定要做的。
This is some required course.
就像一个医生，你一定要到医院去实习，对不对？
Just like to be a doctor, you must have an internship.
你必须经过这个训练的。
You got to go through that training.
你一个教师，你一定要到学校里去实习，对不对？
You want to be a teacher, you got to learn to teach.
他没有。
He never went through any internship training.
第二件事更重要。No, 他没有 take the holy order.
Another record show that he never take any holy order.
什么意思呢？就是当时要教一些非常有名的主教。他在给你按着头，然后他给你一个允许 authorized holy order， 我可以命令你，现在你毕业了，你可以去传神的道路，非常隆重的这样一个仪式。
I think very important. You are affiliated with the church so that they can ordain you.
你看，就这样子的。
That's the holy ordainment pastor.
你说
these are something that are very important.
没有这样的 order, 你不 qualify.
Without an order, you cannot become a pastor.
那举个例子，就像好比一个医生，你要做医生的时候，你是不是要通过 board 的考试？
In the same way that you have to go to a board examination.
你做老师的话，是不是要通过那个啊？License, 教师执照的考试，对不对？
Almost every you got to get certification to teach.
你要符合这些条件。
You got to fill their requirements.
他都没有。
He skipped all that.
结果呢，他也毕业了。
But he graduated.
毕业还是可以的。你不参加教育实习，你也可以毕业。学校是可以毕业，为什么呢？他通过考试了。
So long as you pass the examination, you don't need internship training to graduate.
不可否认，他真的很聪明。
Indeed, he was a very intelligent person.
尽管他平时不读书，但是到考试的时候，他一下子也通过了。
Even though he doesn't study, he was able to pass the exams.
那么考试以后呢，就给他安排一个地区的这个教堂里面呢，让他去工作。
So he was assigned to a church to work.
他也很高兴啊。
He was happy then.
那样很空。
With a lot of time.
都在你自己手里吗？
Now he got a lot of time himself.
我们知道我们好多传道人，他平时每个星期来，他平时在家里忙得不得了啊。
But you know, a lot of pastors, even they go to church one time, they were very busy at home.
他们要学习看圣经，要去家访，要去传道，他们要做好多好多的事。
A pastor got to do visitation, they got to do a lot of preparation.
达文像多好，他一星期要到教堂去，剩下时间他可以做他喜欢的事了。
Darwin, he goes to church once, but the rest of the time he spends on his own thing.
他觉得不错。
He thought that was a very good arrangement.
但是他毕业以后呢，在1831年6月16号他毕业了。
In 1831 he graduated.
他毕业以后呢，他没有去报道。
Instead of a report to the church.
为什么？你一报到你马上去做工作了，是马上要到教会去工作了。
Once you report in, you got to take assignment to start work in the church.
他没去。
He skipped that.
他到哪儿去了
？What did he do?
他到外面去考察去了。
He went on a exploration.
到爱尔兰去旅游去。
He went to Ireland.
他6月16号毕业，到8月份才回来。
He graduated in June and he came back on a trip in August.
教会都必须报道。
He never report back into the church.
他8月份回来以后收到一封信。
So when he came back, he received a letter.
说有个机会可以坐船。
There's an opportunity to travel.
去远行。
On a far exploration.
大概有5年的时间。
It would take about 5 years.
他说是跟着一个海军的船出去收集海文的资料。
He took an example from different islands with the Navy.
哎呀，他太高兴了，这是多好的机会！他就是要出去旅游，要收集材料，这正符合他的胃口，所以他就拼命的想办法去申请啊，去找人啊，去做各种，全部的精力都放在他要争取这个位置上。
Darwin was thrilled with the opportunity. Do everything he did to try to get the job.
花了好多时间精力啊，最终呢，起先他父亲不同意，他又去动员他的舅舅，然后要他的舅舅再来做他的父亲的工作，要忙得不得了。最后呢，成了。
On the beginning, he tried to convince his father, but later he asked his uncle to help him.
然后12月份他就走了。
So he went on the boat.
就从他毕业6月份到12月份，他就做了这些事。
All the time after graduate, he even tried to get a job.
他出来以后，跟着船走了5年。
So he traveled on that boat for 5 years.
然后他就收集，把那个收集来的资料呢，他又研究了12年。
So he collected them for 5 years, and afterward he spent 12 research.
最后他发表了这本书。
That's how he wrote the original speech.
这就是物种起源。
That's the beginning of the book.
所以在这里面他就说，没有神的。
There is no God.
他就说，人也不是神造。
He said man was not created by God.
人就是我上次讲的，他说是一个异变，从
那
没
有 evolve through change.
生命也不是神创的。
Life did not come from God.
生命就是各种分子原子碰来碰去，碰来碰去，哦，正好变成一个生命。
And the life come from the position of electron and neutron.
那么它呢，就是说啊，在这个五年的这个过程当中呢，它收集了好多的资料。
From that 5 years, he collect so many samples.
那么这个进化论的主要的有几点呢？他讲了一下啊。
There's a couple of main ideas in the original species.
他讲的内容很多，最主要的呢，就是说所有的生物呢都是一个共同的祖先。
One of the main ideas is that all living things come from a common ancestor.
什么意思呢？就是不管是生物还是植物啊，只要是有生命的，它的祖先只是一个。
Anything that has life, either you are plant or animal, they all have common ancestor.
那么它这个结论有没有科学根据呢？
Was that based on any science?
没
有。No.
他起先看到在这个岛上看到各种各样的鸟。
In the island, he saw many different kinds of birds.
他就觉得那些鸟都很类似，就是一点点嘴巴不一样啊，羽毛颜色不一样啊。
He said the birds are all very similar, just a slight variation.
所以他就跟这些人，这些鸟有一个共同祖先。
And the idea of a common ancestor comes from that
observation. 所以他的后代都非常相像。
And because they look similar.
后来看到各种植物。
As he looked at the plants,
都有叶子啊，都有干呐，啊，有的都开花呀。
They all flowers.
他们也差不多，很类似的。
They all are so similar.
他们也有共同祖先。
They all also have common ancestors.
水里面游的鱼啊，都也很像。
The鱼啊，说的 fish, they are also similar.
他说鱼也有共同祖先。
All the fish have a common ancestor.
那么这些。各种各样的那个生物呢，都有一个共同祖先，然后这些共同祖先呢，又有一个祖先，所以所有的祖先。
All these species have a common ancestor, and among all the species also have a common ancestor.、
那么刚才我们通过达尔文的第一个啊信息，我给你们一个完整的信息。那你们想想，是不是还会得出原来的结论？达尔文是信神的，神的仆人，他因为啊。学了科学以后才抛弃神了。我想我给了你们这个完整的信息，你可能就知道不是这么回事了。那么科学到底和啊我们的信仰是不是有对立呢？
Now that you have a more complete information of Darwin's life experience, would you conclude that he is someone who went through a lot of research, served in the church, and decided to accept science instead?
那么根据达尔文一个人的这个啊。不完全的信息呢，你得出的结论就是科学和信仰是对立的。
Most people from what they learn conclude that because of Darwin, science are contradictory to religion.
那么我们再来看看我们啊，他们对着300多位世界上非常著名的这些科学家进行了一个信仰的调查。
There was a research report of 300 very famous scientists.
这些科学家都是用他们的名字来命名一个定律啊，一个公式啊，都是了不起的科学家。
These are scientific world well-known scientists whose names are the name of some of the scientific law.
92%。
No, 92% of them believe in God.
我们来看看几个很有名的科学家，他们怎么说。
I want to introduce some of the very famous scientists.
我想如果中学科学的话都知道这个科学家，我们单位电的单位啊，什么都是用布拉的。
Anybody who know electronic or electricity know about Faraday.
他说我的一生是用科学来侍奉我的神。
He said my life is to use science to serve God.
说得多好。
That's an amazing thing.
再看看另外一个，他叫 Shelley。他是81年的诺贝尔物理学奖的得主。
1981 Nobel Prize winner.
看他怎么说，科学是一种敬拜。
He said science is a kind of worship.
通过它可以揭示更多上帝创造的奇迹。
Through it, we can learn more. God reveals many of his miracles.
好多著名的科学家，他们越是对科学深入的研究，都几乎得出这个结论。
This is a conclusion that many of the scientists would reach when they study the universe.
越是发现这个规律，自然的规律，他们越是觉得真是不可思议。大自然怎么有这么多的这个严密的这个规律啊？那就觉得真是神的创造。
The more they discover the scientific world, the more that they worship God.
我们现在的 X 光大家都知道哈，发明人就是他，他是第一个得诺贝尔奖，认真。
He is the discoverer of X-ray.
为什么叫 X 光呢？
Why for X-ray?
并不是说 X 是未知数，我才不知道是什么东西才叫 X。
X in that place is not for unknown.
因为希腊文基督的第一个字是 X 打头的。
You know, in Greek, X.
所以他就用了，啊，取自希腊文，基督。
From Greek, of X, the is the light of Christ.
那么第二个问题要跟他讲的，就是许多反对进化论的科学家也认为这个伪进化是正确的。
Many another misconception is the microevolution.
那个这个故事呢，要从达尔文一开始跟着船，他到了一个岛，这个岛呢是一个群岛，它叫那个Galapagos 群岛。
This idea comes from Galapagos Islands.
他在岛上呢，这个岛上呢看到各种不一样的鸟。
And in that island, he observed many different kinds of birds.
大致上都相似，只是很小的地方不一样。
In general, they all look similar, but there is some slight variation.
他就收集了这些标本，然后他就想，为什么这些鸟会有一些不一样呢？
He collected all these bird samples, and he began to think about why they are looking different.
因为他发现各个岛上的气候呢不一样。
You find they have different climate in the island.
所以他想，因为气候不一样，所以这些鸟的嘴巴的形状呢也不一样。
He concluded that maybe the beak of the bird has something to do with the climate.
那么他嘴巴形状不一样呢，为了他能够寻找食物比较方便，适合这个气候。
The beak is used so that make it easier for the bird to collect food.
所以他说，这些鸟能够自身进行变化。来生存。
He said the bird went through some mutation so that it can survive.
所以他就提出了适者生存。
That's why he said the survival of the fittest.
自然选择。
So that natural selection.
让老天来选你，你符合我这个条件的，你就活得下去；不符合的，你就不能活下去。他说他的嘴巴的变化，这就是进化。
He said that change or mutation in the beak causes the selection of the fittest.
那么怎么会变呢？因为这个工作还要回顾以后呢，1973年的时候，有一对夫妇啊 ，Brand 夫妇，他们到这个岛上呢，整整工作了17年。
This idea was researched later on by another couple who studied in the island for another 17 years.
他们发现，在干旱的时候
，they discover when in a dry climate，
那个土非常的坚硬
，the mud ground become very hard。
那个小的植物，它的种子呢，你吃不到了，都死了。
A lot of seed died。
只有大的一些比较硬的壳，这些种子呢，你还能吃到。
Only the shell, the seed with a hard shell survive.
那你就要用你的龟呢，去把那个壳呢，把它打开。这个时候呢，你的那个壳呢，要很坚硬，就要宽一点，要疼一点，比较坚硬一点。比较细的呢，它打不开，它就不容易生存。
They discover only bird with big, strong beak, can open up the seed.
那你们，我们就看一下啊，它的那个嘴，看到吗？
If you look at the beak of the bird,
你看它上面的那个就比较纯、比较宽，下面的就比较小，就不容易，就不容易吃到。那么这个呢，它的那个嘴呢，就是在干旱的时候呢，它那个鸟呢，嘴会变宽，但是到了雨天的时候呢，它又会慢慢变小。
to rest in the driveway, the crow with the big feet survived and fight the big. But as the weather go back, the big becomes smaller.
所以呢，就是就根据这一点呢，就说达尔文的这个啊适者生存自然选择的理论，是完全正确的。
Based on that observation, we conclude that nature selection is true.
那么，特别在1999年的时候，美国科学院它出版了一本小册子。
1999, American scientists published a small book.
他说在海岛上单单一年的旱灾，只要一年的旱灾就可以驱动这些鸟进化。
Within the year one year changing climate can cause evolutionary change among the birds.
为什么呢？因为它变干旱了，那个鸟的嘴巴会慢慢变宽。
When the weather gets dry, the beak got bigger.
所以他说如果旱灾平均十年发生一次，
If a drought happens once every 10 years.
哎呀，他说一个新的在200年以内，一个新的那个鸟啊就会出来了。
Within 200 years, a new species will appear.
这么快
？So fast.
根据达尔文的进化论，他是说这个变化是非常非常小的变化。
According to Darwin, the change of mutation is very slow.
他说至少要几百万年。
Millions of years.
那么它这个那么快，他说就会变成一个新的物种。
But from the recent observation, that it can change very fast.
那么现在许多科学家呢就提出来啊，他说你这个呢是变化，不是进化。
They say that they finally realize these are mutation, not evolution.
有区别吗？
Is there a change? Is there a difference between them?
因为达尔文说的进化，它是从低级到高级，从简单到复杂。
The idea of evolution, you come from lower life form to a high life form, from a simple life form to a more complicated high life form.
而且它是渐进的，慢慢慢慢的变的。
Something that's very gradual.
而现在这里呢，如果你的嘴巴变从小变宽，如果这是进化，那么它到了雨季的时候，它又从宽变窄了。那你说你先是进化，如果从窄变宽是进化，你有生存能力，但后来它又变成小了，那么这个小是进化还是退化呢？
Under the observation, they notice the first peak got bigger when the weather gets dry and becomes smaller when the weather gets wet. Is that evolution?
它是从简单到复杂吗？
我说 something that can change from simple to complicated.
它是从低级到高级吗？
Is that a change from a low life form to a higher life form?
实际上这不是达尔文讲的进化论。
But this is the conclusion of Darwin.
它只是说它在身体上出了一个变化。
The fact that they bodily changed among the birds.
那么这个呢，有些科学家说他恰恰是说明什么，他是设计好的。
Sometimes conclude that the bird was designed that way.
因为主在创造这个小鸟的时候，他在它里面已经设计好这个潜能。
God actually put in that potential in the bird's beak.
你就有这个功能来调节你的器官。
The bird's beak adapts to change.
为什么呢？我就想起我曾经做过的一个科研。
I remind me of some of my own research.
我们人的眼睛如果一遇到强的光就会怎么样？那个瞳孔就会缩小，对不对？
When our eye look at the strong light, the
那么如果你到一个很暗的地方呢，你为了看清东西，你的瞳孔就会放大，对不对？
But in the dark room, your eye becomes the thing get bigger.
那么这个功能难道是进化吗？
Is that change in your eyeball? Is that evolution?
你只要生出来它就有这个功能。
If you are a human being, your eye has that ability.
并不是说当初的人他眼睛不会这样，后来慢慢慢慢的啊，会的一点点会了，他会了就沉下来了，不会的就死了，没这回事。只要是人，你生出来他就有这个功能。
In fact, that every human being's eyes are adapted to adjust with the eye.
你的眼睛变小是因为光的强，它为了保护你自己，不让你受损伤，它所以才变得小。不是因为你一直碰到强光，它才变小；你一直碰到暗的，它才变大。这个功能是原来就设计好的。
The other thing for your eye to adjust itself to the light is built in.
这恰恰证明了，这就是一个设计。
This is a result of design.
有人举了个例子，他我的汽车啊，有的是两人驱动，有的是四人驱动，是不是？
I'm not familiar with the example of two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive.
他我的四人驱动，下雪的时候，我只要按一点钮。
In a snowy day, you just push a button.
它就不会滑了，对不对？
Now you are four-wheel drive.
那么那个两人驱动，你两人驱动的那个汽车，你就是每天碰到雪，它也不会有这个四人驱动的功能。
But for two-wheel drive, it won't change to four-wheel drive under any condition.
那个四人驱动，你一按钮它有了，因为它设计的时候就有这个东西嘛。
Four-wheel drive, yeah, four-wheel drive because it's designed and built that way.
它不会是一辆没有这个功能的车子，你一直碰到下雪，一直碰到下雪，它为了生存需要，它自己慢慢的就变成四人驱动，这是不可能。
那 no way two-wheel drive can adapt itself to become a four-wheel drive.
所以他们说，1973年，这些夫妇他们发现的这个鸟啊，它就是嘴巴变来变去，但是它跟达尔文当初发现的鸟的标本比较呢一样。
These two couples collect the same kind of sample from the birds. They have the same observation.
那么这些鸟呢，就是到现在为止，他们发现的也是一样。
Even up to today, the birds' feet are still adapting and changing.
它没有变成一个新的东西。
They never become a new species of bird.
那么所以呢，就说它是不是适者生存了呢？
Does that prove the survival of the fittest?
是
Indeed, it does.
我只要是适合这个环境，就容易生存下来，这是个很简单的问题。
The idea that if you can adapt to the environment, you can survive.
那如果你不适应这个环境，你就会不能生存。
If you cannot adapt to the environment, you won't be able to survive there.
那么适者生存只能解释为什么有些物种它灭绝了。
The survival of this can explain why some species become extinct.
因为它不适合环境。
Because it cannot adapt to
the environment. 你只能解释它为什么灭绝了，你不能解释它的进化。
Survival of this species can explain extinction, but cannot explain evolution.
可是进化论者他就觉得，只要时间够长，它这个鸟会变得越来越好，越来越好，越来越适合环境，它就能够存活。
The evolutionists believe that through gradual change, the bird will evolve into different species, become a better bird.
另外一个认为啊非常理所当然的同一物种的进化就是长颈鹿。
Another idea of microevolution is nature selection.
几乎那个教科书里面都有这个图画。
You first see this picture in a lot of textbooks.
什么意思呢？就是为什么我们看到的长颈鹿脖子那么长啊
？That explains why giraffe has long neck.
原来长颈鹿脖子好像没有那么长啊。
Because before the giraffe had regular neck.
达尔文的有一个说法，就是说长颈鹿的脖子呢有长有短，但是短的脖子的长颈鹿呢，它吃到树上的叶子，它不能吃到树上更多的叶子，所以呢，在没有叶子的情况下呢。脖子够长的，它能吃到叶子，它就生存下来了；而脖子短，吃不到叶子的，它就死了。那么那些长脖子沉下来的呢，它就把这个长脖子的基因呢，就传给了它的下一代。这样的代代相传，它的脖子就很长很长。所以我们现在看到的长颈鹿呢，都是长脖子。他说，这就是一个证明，证明了什么呢？就是适者生存，而这个动力是什么呢？它的动力就是要物竞天择，适者生存。
The idea from the Darwin is that if for all the Gentiles got long and short name, but because the long name can reach the lead heart and they survive. Mm. That's why finally only the long name Gentiles survive.
所以这里呢就是一个戏，一开始有好几个场景录起来。
都在树上的叶子。 They all try to reach the leaves.
你看三个都够到了，可惜另一个够不到。
The long neck are able to reach it.
很可怜，那个够不到的就死了。
The poor short neck died.
那么长的脖子都留下来了。
All the long neck survived.
所以他们代代相传呢，我们看到他们都惨惨。
And throughout the generation, only the
这就是我们教科书里面读到的。那么达尔文提出这点的时候，他有没有对长颈鹿的生活习性做过研究呢？
Did Darwin do any research on the giraffe?
他有没有去观察长颈鹿的生活呢？
Did he observe the lifestyle of the giraffe?
没有。
He never did.
他就是看了以后， I think.
He assumed.
那我们来看一下，长颈鹿它不单是吃树叶，它大部分都吃草的。
You know, giraffes not only eat leaves, most of the time they eat grass.
所以你树上有没有叶子对它不重要。
That's why this main food surprise is not the palm trees.
要是长颈鹿吃不到草了，那其他吃草的动物都死了。
If a giraffe cannot eat grass, no, all the purple, all the animal that eat grass will extinct.
这是其一，十二，还有第二点，他说长颈鹿啊，它实际上不吃高树叶的叶子，太累了，怎么吃？它都是吃那个平的灌木。
In fact, if you observe giraffe, you find that they don't reach that height to eat the leaf, but they eat leaf that are not too
high. 它是平的吃，还有一个好处，就它平的吃，它可以吃得快。
It makes it easier for you to eat.
这也是竞争嘛，你跳起来的话吃得少，它平的吃得很快，而且呢，我们可以看到雌性的长颈鹿呢，它平的吃比较多，雄性的呢，它有时候还会升起来吃。
In fact, most of the giraffe eat indeed that are not too high because it makes it easier.
那如果照这样的话呢，平吃的啊，它能够生活的长一点，那往上吃的。 就生活的不长，那么这样一来，好像长颈鹿只有吃的没有熊的了。所以呢，从化石来说呢，我们看不到长颈鹿这样的一种化石，从短的脖子到进化到长的脖子，从来没有发现过这样的化石。In
fact, we never find fossil of a short-necked giraffe evolving with long neck.
有人说，哎，我看到一个长颈鹿的化石，那脖子蛮短的，怎么回事呢？
One time, some scientist said, I have discovered a short-necked giraffe.
那个农民说，这是小长颈鹿。
And then they realized that it was a young giraffe.
那它当然脖子短，对不对？
A young giraffe.
你把一个小的长颈鹿的化石，再把一个成年的长颈鹿化石放在一起，你说它进化了。
A young giraffe, and an adult giraffe.
那么另外呢，教科书里面还有一个非常非常典型的例子，你们去看中学教科书都有。他说同一个物种它进化呢，它为了适合环境呢，就讲的那个鹅叫猫，这个鹅，它在英国那个时候呢，它有两种颜色的那种鹅。
Another very common example in the textbook is about a goose or geese.
一种呢，它是浅色的。
One in a light colored goose.
它在那个白颜色、淡颜色的树皮上呢，几乎不被发现。
His light color make it more invisible in the environment.
另一种呢是棕色的，比较深。
The other kind is a brown colored goose.
它在浅色的树上呢，非常容易被看见。
In a tree, it's very visible.
所以我们的教科书上就说，进化论的另一个证明，就是说那些在英国工业还没有发展的时候呢，空气没有什么污染，所以大部分的树干呢都是颜色很淡的。
That's why according to the textbook, before the Industrial Revolution, where there's no pollution, and the tree are very light color.
那么在这种情况下呢，深颜色的这个蛾呢，容易被鸟发现，因为浅色的树皮，深颜色它一下子就被鸟吃了。
And they say that the dark colored foods are easily hunted by other birds.
所以在这种情况下呢，浅色的蛾呢越来越多，深色的越来越少。
And they can pull a light colored seed, grow more in number, and the dark colored seed is decreased.
那么相反，后来工业污染了这个树的颜色呢都变深了。
Later on, they say that because of the pollution, the tree color are darker.
正好相反，那个浅色的呢，一看就被鸟看到了，浅色的全吃光了，深色的还留着。
And then they conclude that now that's the reason why the light colored food seeds become endangered.
所以这是一个很好的证明，就是说适者生存。
That's why they conclude that adapting to the environment.
而且呢，为了保持生存呢，它的颜色会从浅变深来保护自己。
And the geese will change its color so that it can fit in the adapting environment.
那这是一个很好的证明。事实是怎么样呢？
But what are the facts that from this observation?
这是一个很有名的啊，Jonathan 这个博士啊，他做了研究，他仔细的去做了研究。他说，在树上停在树干上的只有一种，是灰色，不是白的，也不是棕的，就是一种灰色的，它停在树干上。白的和棕色的，它从来不停在树干上，它停在树枝的下面，在这个。
Actually, Dr. William do some detailed research of the foods, and he concluded that only the gray colored bird actually perch on the branch.
所以它的颜色跟它被吃掉的机会没有关系。
There is almost no relationship between the color and the survival.
而且他就发现啊，在少受污染的这些地区呢，树的颜色都是淡的。
Actually, he find out the place where there is no pollution, the color of the tree has not changed.
那么按照达尔文进化论说，你既然都是颜色都是白的，那么深的都被吃了，那么深的一定很少，深颜色的一定很少，因为它停在树干上都被吃了。而事实上，他做研究以后，他发现不是，深颜色的比浅颜色的要多四倍。
Actually, through that detailed research, you can contradict a lot of example used.In the book of the textbook.
所以这个理论实际上是错的。
So the example they used was wrong.
那么这个照片怎么回事呢？
So where the picture come from?
它不是明明是深的和浅的都定在树干上吗？
哦，it's more.
现在发现，他是把死的那个鹅呢，用大头钉把它钉在那个树干上，然后呢就拍照。他不知道啊，他们是不停树干，他停在树下面的。
Actually, they find the mold, the resemble are not accurate. Even the picture was not accurate.
Yeah, 这个 Catwell 呢，他没有做过很深的研究，他不知道他是停在下面的，他不知道是停在树干上，他就把那个死的东西贴在树干上，就拍张照。现在教科书里还是在这里。
Even the picture from the in the textbook was arranged. They put the mold there.
那么现在说最有力的一个证明，我们大家都听说了，药有抗啊，这个细菌有抗药性。
Another very strong proof of evolution is the resistance that the germ did build up.
许多科学家他们都同意。
Many scientists agree.
为什么呢？这就是达尔文所说的适者生存。
Because it agree with Darwin's idea of survival of the fittest.
他说你把抗生素用到细菌上面。
When you apply the antibiotic to the bacteria.
比如说95%的细菌因为它很弱，抵不住这个药，它就死了。
Most of the bacteria will be killed by the antibiotic.
剩下5%呢，比较 strong, 比较强壮，它还能顶住，它没死。
Only 5% of bacteria survive.
那么这些强壮的呢，就把这个基因呢传给了他的下一代。
And this group of bacteria will pass the gene down.
那么他的下一代呢就很强，他能够抵抗这个抗菌素了。
So the next group of bacteria, next generation of bacteria have the resistance to the antibiotic.
然后你要加强多一点的抗菌素呢，再把它杀死。
And you need a stronger antibiotic to kill these germs.
它总是有一些很少的非常强壮的细菌呢，它不死。
However, there are always a group that survive the antibiotic.
所以它一代一代传下来以后呢，它的细菌就不怕抗生素了。
So gradually, some of the bacteria will be immune to antibiotic.
所以医生在医院是轻易不肯开抗生素。
That's why this idea that the doctors don't subscribe antibiotic easily.
就怕他们有抗药性，因为细菌变得越来越强，越来越强。
So they are afraid that bacteria might give us resistance.
所以五六年以前，许多反对进化论的学者说，进化论不对，但这个对。
Even people said that evolution was wrong, but they agree the idea from the bacteria.
哎呀，没想到我们太无知了。
But this is what we realize.
我们都是凭自己脑子在想的。
We use our own mind.
你做过试验吗？
Anybody do the experiment?
你认为是理所当然，我当然强的留下来，弱的就死了，对不对？
Most people think the strong will survive, the sick will be eliminated.
哎呀，感谢这些科学家，他们做了试验了。
In fact, there was further research on that idea.
原来一直以为啊，物竞天择，适者生存啊，弱的细菌都死了，强的都生存了，结果啊，他们做了仔细的科研以后，大吃一惊啊。
After recent research, they were surprised at the result.
完全跟他们的想象不一样。
Actually, contradict their idea.
强壮的都死了。
All the strong bacteria died.
弱的都活了。
The weak one actually survived.
为什么？
Why?
他再进一步研究，他发现那些很强的细菌，它会分泌出一种化学物质。他把这个化学物质给那个很弱的细菌。
Actually, they find out that the strong bacteria give out a chemical to the weak one.
结果 weak one 倒活了。
And the weak one survived.
他们死了。
The strong bacteria died.
他很有自我牺牲精神啊。
Look that they sacrificed themselves.
哎呀，他说，这真是奇怪，怎么会有这种事？不做这个科研。他绝对想不到，哎，细菌还会把强壮的把那个自己的好的那个化学物质出来去给弱的，弱的活了，他自己死了，你能想象吗？
Can you imagine that they discovered that the strong bacteria gave out immediate chemical that allowed the weaker one to survive?
我们原来犯错就是因为我们太相信自己的大脑，觉得我们想这种是对的。
Very often we trust our own mind, what we think should be right.
这个呢，他还发表在啊2010年的那个《自然》杂志上，是非常权威的杂志。
This is published in 2010 a scientific publication.
那么另外呢，就比较要快一点的，时间不多了，讲一下共同祖先的那个问题。
Namely the idea of a common ancestor.
那么达尔文他觉得呢，有一棵生命树。
Darwin believed the tree of life.
他的生命树的意思就是说，那个最初的生命呢，在树根底下。一个细胞。
The beginning is a single cell on the root.
然后它长啊长啊长出来。
And then the tree grows.
分成各个分支。
They have different branches.
每一个分支呢都是一个不同的物种。
Every branch represents a different species.
那么靠近这个分支的物种呢都是很类似的。
All the animal in one branch are similar species.
那么这棵进化树呢，他没有做过任何研究，也没有做过这个，他只是看了以后，在28岁的时候，他怎么会画这棵树呢？他也是说 ，I think， 这是他的原稿。
The tree of life comes from Darwin when he was 28 years old. He said, I think this should be the way.
你看他第一个是 I think， 都是他自己想出来的。
This is his own idea.
那么。现在做科研了啊，这个 Elizabeth Tennis 这个他呢做了科研以后，他就发现用基因，现在我们有基因了，就更深的研究，用基因进行比较呢，他说不是这么回事。
And right now they further research on genetics, they find that this was not true.
他就发现在上面的啊复杂的啊反而先有，简单的反而后来才有。这里应该很相似的，在一起很相似的，他发现基因根本不一样，而这里呢， 和那里完全不一样的地方，那么远的地方，哎，他们的基因很相似，所以跟他原来啊达尔文讲的是完全不一样。
They actually discovered that simple life forms would evolve from a more complicated life form.
所以他们说不存在这样一个生命树，而且到甚至有的人说那个生命树要倒放，因为呢，他说简单的到复杂的，现在呢，它复杂的在上面，简单的啊。反而那个简单的在上面，复杂的反而在下面。
In fact, the recent research they conclude that the tree of life should be reversed. The complicated life form the bottom and simple life form.
那么另外一个就是啊，共同祖先的一个很有名的一个证据，现在教科书上还有，那就是德国的这个啊，那个生物学家，他是个胚胎学家，他呢就做了一个实验，他把不同的这些生物呢，它的胚胎，它把它画出来，画出来以后呢，它弄了这发表了这个胚胎图呢，非常的惊奇。他说各种不一样的人啊、鸡啊、猪啊、狗啊，他们的胚胎在一开始第一阶段呢都是一样的，一直到后来不停的发展，最后才不一样。
Another strong proof of common ancestors from embryo. This scientist discovered that.The simple embryo, the beginning stage, they all look very similar from different animals.
你看得到共同祖先它是怎么啊进行发展，但是你可以从这个胚胎啊，可以重现啊，它们所有的各种生物一开始都是一样的，然后呢就经过发展变成不一样，这是一个非常好的证明。
From the embryo, they can prove that the common ancestors are very accurate.
我们一直认为这是一个真理。
That is something everybody thinks was true.
这么多年了，我们的教科书上都有这个话。
These are the textbook items that we find very common.
你们看啊，这是那么多的不同的这些人啊、兔啊、牛啊、猪啊、鸡啊，完全不一样，但是他们最初的胚胎都是一样的，就说明我们是一个共同的祖先，一开始都是一样的，后来发展才不一样。
You look at the embryo, all different animals, they look all so similar on the beginning.
一直到1997年，这位科学家，英国的科学家啊 ，Richard， 什么
？1997, another scientist.
他和世界各国17个科学家一起联合做科研。
They form a group of research.
他们对50种不同的这个生物的胚胎呢，进行了重做的这个实验。
They begin to study the embryo of 50 different animals.
也包括这个 Heather 的这个实验，他们重做。
They use the same samples.
它不是画出来的。
Not from
拍照当场拍出来的。
But use photography. They take pictures.
你看看他们像吗？最初根本不像。
You look at the embryo. They are completely different.
他把这个呢发表在1997年的这个解剖与胚胎杂志上，他说他们做了科研，拍了照片，发现完全不一样的。那么原来那个呢是作假。
He actually concluded that the from the photography they took picture of the embryo, they look so much different.
请大家看第一排，就是 Herger 在我们教科书上的胚胎。
The first is the one that you found in the textbook.
第二个就是用照片现在做出来的胚胎。
The second row are the photo embryo, by pictures.
就是明明那么大的差别，但是怎么会变成这个样子呢
？They are so very different.
他说有的像最后一个人的那个胚胎，他把当中的挖空了。
You look at the human embryo.
而且为了让它显得一样。他把体积缩小了。
Also the size in the textbook they reduced to make it look similar.
那这个不是不小心画成的，那是有意做成的。
This is not accident. They purposely distort the picture.
所以呢，另外一个科学家呢，他说我不是从你这个阶段开始，我从一个细胞开始，比你还小，然后再一步一步做下来，没有一个阶段是一样的。
In fact, some people went even further to the earlier stage, and they find every stage they all look very different.
所以 Richardson 呢很气愤，他就亲自到 Herbert 当初的大学去进行调查。
So they went back to the original university to do further investigation.
他需要他才知道，当初 Herbert 发表这个胚胎酮的时候呢，遭到了当时大学里的好多教授的反对。
In fact, when he was first published about common ancestor, the embryo was objected by many research in the university.
甚至他们告他，说他作假。
Many people claim that he provides fake evidence.
后来他就离开了这个学校。
He was forced to leave the university.
所以据说我还没有查证，德国的教科书没有这个话。
That's why his diagrams are not in a lot of German textbooks.
但是其他国家的生物教科书现在还有这个话。
Like in a lot of other biology books in other countries, they still keep his diagram.
已经在1997年的时候证明是假，现在依然还有这个。
Even in 1997, it was proved to be false. Even today, they still keep the diagram.
所以呢，就是进化论的它的一个理论，让别人相信呢，它主要呢改变了它的一个观念。它给你一个观念的进化，实际上呢，它不是达尔文所说的进化。
Actually, the evolution that they talk about by Darwin is merely some kind of change.
他最好的办法就是先说一个理论呢，你完全同意的。
Actually, they start with a concept or theory that everybody agrees.
然后他把里面关键的地方呢给你换了一下。
And they change some of the main ideas in it.
那么你跟着他的这个理论正下去呢，你觉得都是理所当然。
From there, you conclude everything else makes sense.
所以他说什么是进化呢？就是随着时间会不会变化。
That the idea of evolution that by having enough time, it will evolve.
所有的东西随着时间都会变化，对不对？
Everything will change by through time.
都能够接受，对，随着时间什么都会变化。
We all accept that things will change over time.
他就说现在跟过去是不是不一样？
That's why now and the past are different.
大家都同意啊，比如说他用这个方法，我们给他一个名字叫 bait and switch. Bait 什么意思呢？是个鱼饵。他引你上钩，什么意思呢？他讲一个你完全同意的一个真理，他给你。然后你说对对对，我同意，你上钩了。然后好，他就把下面一个字，关键的字给你换一下，他就叫 switch. 我们来举个例子啊，看看这些照片，祖孙三代。首先
there's a lot of bait and switch in the nowadays.
他就会问你，儿子跟爸爸，女儿跟妈妈，有没有变化？
Is it evolve from a daughter to mother and son and father?
你跟你的祖父是不是变化更大了？
Are there some change between you and grandparents?
好，这就是 bait， 让你同意。
You probably that's a bait that you will agree.
是不是大家都同意啊？这个话都是啊，大家都同意、啊，这个是天经地义的事。
Everybody agree that we are not the same.
但是你要注意这个关键啊，这个关键在哪里？你再不一样，你都是人。
啊，一个都安静。
这是一个关键啊，你跟祖父、你的老祖宗再不一样，还是个人，对不对
？No matter how different you look, you are human.
注意啊，他 switch 了。
That's when the switch come in.
现在的人跟祖先不一样，你同意吗？
Now the idea that nowadays in ancient human being are not.
那当然同意了，现在人跟祖先是不一样，但是关键就是说现在的人跟祖先不一样，现在是人，祖先也是人。
But the idea that now modern men and ancient men are different. But however, like you got to keep in mind, we are both human.
前因为你被引了，哎，现在跟以前是不一样的，现在的人跟祖先是不一样的，所以呢，现在的人是。这样的，过去的是这样的。
That's why the conclusion, because the modern man and ancient man are different. You cannot conclude the ancient man are different.
那么这就是一个关键啊，就是进化论给我们。
These are some of the misconceptions.
所以我们说进化论呢，它是一个假说，它不是一个真理。
That's why evolution is a hypothesis, not a truth.
上次我记得我跟大家分享了，就人和黑猩猩的 DNA 实际上差别很大很大，对不对？还记得吗
？I'm going to be clear that the ape DNA and human DNA are very different.
我最近看到这样一个结论，科学家说，人跟猩猩的 DNA 就人是啊，就差一点点。他说，我们只要把黑猩猩的两对 DNA 连 那么它的基因就跟人的基因的数目就一样了，它的星星星就可以变成人了。
What some people think that by changing a little DNA in an egg, they can become man.
你想想看，还了得，这么多星星星，你把它 DNA 变一变，都变成人了，他说。
You can rearrange DNA, you can make it into man.
所以这不是科学。
That's why these are not science.
接下来我想跟大家分享几位非常有名的科学家，他们的对神的是怎么说的。
Now I will share with you some very famous scientists.
Kelvin 就是我们现在用的那个温度的那个unit， 就是用他的名字做的。
Kelvin, that's the degree that we use in absolute temperature.
他就说我们制作的一切都是智慧和慈爱构思的证据，在我圣经的发现当中最有价值的是认识的主。
He said, all around us, we see the evidence of wisdom and love, and the greatest value is to know God.
就是知道了主耶稣基督，这是他生平最大的发现。
He said, my greatest discovery is to know Jesus Christ.
那么又回到这个问题，科学和信仰是对立的吗？
So we come back to the idea of science and faith are contradictory.
我发现这个话说的真好，就是讲科学和science 的关系。
These are a sentence that shows the very good relation between science and faith.
他说如果科学和信仰是对立的，那么这种对立就像拇指跟食指一样，它的一切怎么样，拇指跟食指这个对立在两者之间会怎么样，会产生什么后果呢，就可以把握一切，就是拇指跟食指你就可以做很多的事情，可以拿这种东西看上去是对立分不开的。
In fact, the sentence says that if science and faith are opposing each other, it's become like finger and thumbWith two, you can hold everything.
那么这话呢，就是他们父子两个同时得诺贝尔奖，这么了不起的科学家，他就谈了他对科学和信仰的这个感想。
These are the same men that father and son.
有位很有名的医生，斯坦福的医生，他就说，人生最大的问题是什么？不是赚钱，不是健康，不是娱乐，而是你到底有没有认识耶稣。
That's why these famous scientists conclude that the greatest thing in life is not to make money or wealth or entertainment.
OK, 看到这些了不起的科学家，他们认为最重要的是什么？就是要认识基督耶稣。
And many of them, the greatest thing we can do to discover is to know Jesus Christ.
这个科学家很有意思 ，Kelly， 他有一次坐公车，结果那个司机抱怨。怎么老是红灯啊？
One time, Kevin was taking a bus and the driver was complaining, why are you always running to red light?
他自己说，他说，现在红灯不要紧，你不要到了天国的时候碰到红灯，那你就麻烦了。
If the red light on earth is okay, but running to red light in heaven.
所以他说，天国门口亮的绿灯那是多好啊。
The best thing is to have a green light on the gate of heaven.
我就看到他说 The gate is open.
The gate are open.
这天堂的大门敞开。
The gate are wide open.
他说 To all. 对所有的人都打开。
The gate of heaven are wide open to all.
别忘了他后面还有一个条件 Who believes?
Who believes?
你要信他的你才对你打开，你要不信他的他不对你打开，所以我们还没有信主的真是心里我们也很着急。为什么呢？你不知道他哪一天把门给关了圣经里面有讲的，你去取灯油来不及了，门已经关了，你没准备，你等不及。所以彼得说他不是耽搁他是慈爱在等你主要让所有的人得救，不愿意让一个人沉沦，他不能无限等下去。
And the gates of heaven are wide open for those who believe.It will open for us waiting for us to leave.
所以我想还没有信主的朋友，你们千万不要再等。你不知道等到哪一天，突然门关了怎么办
？That's why I advise all everyone do not wait until the gate closed.
如果主耶稣站在门口，他说 ，You will never enter the gate. 你进不来了，门已经关了，那就惨了。
When the day closed, it would be a great tragedy.
所以有一段话，他说，到那个时候你这样不行 你只能在门口进去，爬不进去的。
Because the gate, you can only enter through the gate. Nobody can climb the wall.
所以这一点呢，我真的希望我们大家呢都有一个警醒，有一个紧迫感啊，不要就是等啊，再等等，又你等到什么时候呢？
That's why I advise you not to wait.
所以呢，我想跟大家分享啊，就约翰福音里面讲到，神爱世人。对吧，他就是啊，让他的独生子啊，就给我们。那么你一切信他的，就不是灭亡，反得永生。
That's why when she was John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
那我就特别是希望我们已经信主的，我们把这些道理呢讲给没有信主的听，还没有信主的朋友呢，我真的希望你们快点得到神愿意给我们的救恩。这是一个真正的智慧，我们说认识神才是智慧的开端。
And so we come through that the greatest wisdom is to know God.
好，谢谢大家，
谢谢，
祝福大家。
谢谢。
谢
谢。
谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。谢你的手工是吧？我们知道，常常我们自己的衣服，我们自己的鞋垫，很容易的被这些科学家把没有完全的信息交给我们，让我们得到不对的结论，是吧？我们谢谢你，让我们更多的认识你，知道你自己是真正的答案，你是